You are listening to Concert Blast.
Well, here we go. Day number three for the CMA Music Fest, as you could probably tell in my voice. Welcome to Concert Blast.
We're back. Day three, which is Saturday. We're right in front of the Riverfront Festival stage, and it is hot today.
Yeah, sun is beaming down. I'm already sweating and hadn't made it to the stage yet. I tell you what, we're going to try to find Will Perry. Hopefully he's down there by the stage waiting on us. First up today is Low Cash Cowboys.
We saw them last year, right?
We've seen them a couple times throughout the place. We don't know what else is in store for us today, but I guarantee you it's going to be a journey, as it always is. Yeah,
that's exactly right. That's part of why we do this.
And it's unexpected things all the time, which we enjoy.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go, Low Cash Cowboys.
Woo-hoo. The first song we ever wrote that became number one. This is our first number one hit, y'all. Guy named Mr. Keith Urban wrote this song right here. Y'all like Keith Urban? We wrote it, he made it our first number one. It's called You Gonna Fly. Come on.
We're here at the Chuck Wicks Show at the Bridgestone Arena stage, which they call the Bud Light stage, and we've been following Chuck for a while.
Tell you what, this is the most amount of people I've seen at this stage all week so far.
That's what I was saying. It's over the streets and everything, you know.
Yeah.
So, we're going to go to the photo pit, get a little closer.
Absolutely. I know it's there, still see us there. How to get away, how to get away.
Trailer Hitch, And he is so musically gifted. I know you know that, but you're going to be blown away now. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Street Sound recording artist, Mr. Christian Bush. You come on up here.
This song is the name of the album. It's called Southern Gravity. And it's my love song to the South.
Yes,
it's also a real love song because there's a girl in it. So this song we wrote it as a wish, just in case it might come true.
They say this town starts to fall.
And so we're standing here with a couple of people. So where are you from, Deborah?
Chicago. Are you on Facebook?
Sure are.
On Facebook? Are Sure are.
Yeah. And your name is?
Pamela.
Pamela. Wait, who's your favorite act on the Riverfront?
Low Cash Cowboys were tight.
Wasn't that good this morning?
They were tight. Excellent. They were perfect. Next Florida Georgia Line, they're going to be on LP Field next year.
You think so?
I know so. Definitely.
Well, the only way you can do that is be the top selling of the year.
Yeah, they're... Yeah. Is that how it works?
That's how it works.
Oh, so it's a number. It's
nothing to do with performance.
Okay, it's data.
It's all sales.
Yeah, they are amazing.
I don't believe it.
And personable. He knew how to work the crowd.
Yes, they did.
That's really important. So, no.
Okay, we're about to go see what's happening at the Riverfront Park today. Thank you, Chicago gals.
So anyway, we're about to go see... Maggie
Rose is about to take the stage here at the Riverfront Park, and we're looking forward to seeing her again. Last year we interviewed her, had a lot of fun with her.
We did.
Caught up with her and enjoyed her performance. So, Will, you're in for a treat with Maggie Rose.
I'm excited about it. I love seeing things. I love seeing all the stuff that you have going on out here.
Yeah.
Riverfront's cool, though, because it's at the river. I mean,
yeah,
that's always really cool seeing anybody play down there. But Maggie Rose is supposed to be pretty good. So,
yeah, we're going to see if she recognizes us from last year.
Here we go. You know she will.
Of course.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
So much more to me. CMA Festers, this is for you. This is better.
Yeah.
timber running, and I'm so far from my home. Oh, mama, I can hear you crying. You're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long. Yeah! Drank
just witnessed a wonderful show with Maggie Rose. At least I liked it. How about you guys?
She was rocking, man. And her drummer was even... Oh, man, her drummer was so cool. Her whole band was cool. Maggie had it going. I can tell you that right now. Man, she sounds better and better every time we see her.
I know her voice is just so much stronger, and it got higher at the times it needed to without missing a beat. I couldn't believe how well she sang. But like Will said, the drummer blew me away.
Didn't miss a beat, did she?
Yeah, notice you said she. Man, you don't see many female drummers, but she was rocking, man. Wow.
Sharon Tomer, I think, is how.
From New Jersey. From Jersey Shore, they said. But, man, I love their show. You're going to see a lot of good things on coming out of Maggie Rose. I guarantee you. I call her Miranda Jr. right now.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, I think you said her new album's Cut to Impress. It's the name of the new album, Cut to Impress.
That kind of winds up on Saturday, day three, at CMA Music Fest during the daytime shows. We still have the night to go.
The and night is the boom,
boom,
night.
Boom.
Here stay we tuned. Go. Stay tuned indeed. We are here, LP Field. Night number three for the CMA Festival on a Saturday night. And what's going on?
It's a little wet.
It's a little wet because they've already delayed this 1 hour already. And the rain doesn't seem to be letting up. As a matter of fact, it seems like it's getting heavier.
No, there's a good chance you might only hear about CMA Fest during the day only, the way it's slowly going so far.
But they do have to have some kind of coverage here because of the ABC contract.
Good point, good point. So they might not come on until midnight.
Well, we don't know. Well, if they do, guess what they'll do? They'll do it without us, won't they?
Yeah.
We'll still be here.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm waiting on people.
We'll put him in charge.
I tell you what, it's a steady rain. It's not coming down real hard, but it's not light either.
Came down hard earlier, though.
Yeah, we were in the eating in the Spaghetti Factory on 2nd Avenue, downtown Nashville. We looked out the window, and it looked like a monsoon for a few minutes. It lightened up. We headed down to the Wild Horse Saloon when we got the word that they was going to delay the show. I got a text from them saying, don't head down to the stadium yet. It's not canceled, but it's only delayed.
And it's delayed.
Speaking of delay, Chris Young has delayed his performance because he hurt his hand.
Anyways.
Yeah. So we heard earlier that Jennifer Nettles was going to be doing one song. We don't know if that's going to happen now.
No, you're right. There's Sarah Evans right there. So.
Oh, so Sarah Evans is on the side of the stage.
She walk on in already?
And we'll get to see. I bet she'll stay dry.
I have an umbrella under her. They're over her, actually.
Okay, looks like we're going to be about ready to start the show here.
Fans are going to make it down here in the photo lineup. They'll stay awake.
Well, there won't be a lot. Yeah, well, they're getting in position.
Well, stick around, and here comes the CMA Fest, the wet one. Well, Sarah Evans just, she did a full set.
I'm surprised, you know, with this rain coming down like this, I figured she might have two songs.
I got a feeling they got in trouble last year for cutting everything off. If you paid big bucks for tickets like this, and they did one song or two songs, you would be upset too, wouldn't you?
I'm sure they got a few complaints.
Yeah. Yeah.
The show must go on, as they say, so let it go on, right?
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, every fan out here is soaked, poncho or not, because of the wind, but no one's left. So
I feel like it's calming down, though.
Maybe it is, especially up front when you get the tarp over top up there coming down hard.
So in the photo pit, it's not too bad, huh?
Photo pit's bad.
It's real bad because that's where the big drops are coming down from the top.
You're kind of up there, and it's decent, and you get a big gust of wind, it's like a bucket of water dumping in your head.
Oh, really?
Really thick water.
All right. Well, we're going to continue with the coverage because they're continuing with the festival. Next up, do we know?
Little Big Town.
Oh, wow. That'd be great.
Yes, sir.
Here they come.
All right.
Get their pot tune ready.
There's a prize for keeping me. I might be cheap, but I ain't free.
Yeah. Y'all give it up for Darius Rucker!
Come on, let me see you, come on!
You guys to my favorite band in the world, my band, the Carolina Gray Boys.
Yeah. entry in 69 years of history at the Billboard charts. It's amazing. Give it up for Florida Georgia Line.
Seeing all the people that stood out here through the rain to party with your boys. So here's what we want to do. On this next one, if you got a lighter, if you got a cell phone, if you got anything that lights up, Nashville, Tennessee, it's time to get your party lights up in the air and go ahead and get your shine on a Saturday night, baby. Y'all ready? Are you beautiful Nashville? I'll tell you what, Nashville, I want to say that each and every one of you guys have changed our life over the last couple of years, and we want to thank you so much for it. We've allowed a couple of rednecks from Florida and Georgia to get to do songs with people like Luke Bryan. So Nashville, Tennessee, if it's cool with y'all, can we show y'all how we roll, baby? Is that cool? We gotta hear y'all tonight, baby. you guys for supporting the Florida Georgia Line and what country music is today, man. This is amazing. You know what? I've also got something to let you guys know in case you didn't know this. You guys were a huge, huge part of changing country music history and will continue to do that. So thank you guys so very much. We love you so much. Nashville, we got a hell of a lot to celebrate tonight. Is it cool with y'all? Let's do it, big LP Phil. Come on.
Tom and Will and I have been separated most of the night, but now we're back together, and we'll be talking about some of the acts that we just saw. But let's start off with, how about Little Big Town? What do you guys think?
They were awesome, man. They came out and got the crowd like really hyped.
The sound was great. Their vocals were great. I got stuck in the middle of the stage. I hated that part, but it was great.
The only time I saw Tom all night, I was right behind him.
He was. Man, we were right there. That was cool. Very cool.
After them was Darius Rucker.
Darius sounded great, man. He got this crowd pumped up, and I was impressed.
Yeah, he even brought out some old Hootie and the Blowfish for us, too.
Yeah.
So, and I got a really great video of him. You guys are going to see it once we post it.
Wonderful sing-alongs with him.
Wagon Wheel was the biggest sing-along I think I've seen in this stadium since Chicken Fried a couple years ago.
You're probably right, yes. Yes.
But man, everybody was singing and dancing, and I've got some videos of that out here.
There you go, man. Yeah, people had to been dancing crazy with that one.
Oh, yeah. Singing along and everything.
Yeah.
And he kept on with it, and he got everybody doing it.
He did a good job with that.
Yeah, yeah. But we just saw the Florida Georgia Line.
By far the most energy tonight. Came out and it was like a rocking concert. I mean, from stop to go. Shine On was on.
Right.
That was great.
Well, and then now it's coming up with Keith Urban. It's the last act of the night that we know about.
I'm
sure it will be because of the weather. The clouds have broken up here.
Thank you, God.
And the rain has definitely stopped. And now we don't need our ponchos right now.
So. No, not at all. It's great.
Yeah, Tom and I have got ours off. So, but hey, I heard there's a special guest coming out with Keith Urban.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I'm not going to spoil it, but we'll see who it
just
is.
Just in case.
All right, just but in case. Just in case you're right, let's go ahead and say it.
It's Karen from Little Big Town. That's who I've heard.
And I can see that.
I'd rather see Jennifer Nettles come out.
I'm with you on that.
Hey. We've heard a rumor about that, too, so
yes,
maybe they'll both come out.
That would be good.
That would be nice.
All right, up next is Keith Urban.
That's it.
And that's it for
tonight.
Wow,
man, it flew by, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Great time, though. Had a glass.
Very cool.
Tonight is a great, great lineup. I just wish we'd had good weather all night.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is they didn't cut the set short like we thought.
They learned from last year.
Yeah, they must have. I mean, no doubt. It was good.
All right, guys, let's see what
Keith Urban does. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Guys are troopers, staying and hanging in here. It's like Sunday morning now, this is great. It's a happy birthday, Tom Badger. How you guys doing way up there, you okay?
On his side! Off the back! On the field! This song is called Good Thing. Yeah, I know a good thing when I see it. You got something like pain never seen before. Yeah, I know a sweet dream when I dream it. Just give me one chance and you'll never be lonely no more.
I know we have time for at least one more. We love every time we get to play the CMA Fest, and I tell you what, with all the rain and everything that's been going on tonight, we just want to say thank you so much from the bottom of our heart for sticking around to hear us play.
Somebody from here, from New York City, huh? Is it New York City or New York State?
I live across from New York City. Hoboken's actually the town.
Who we talk?
Mike.
Thought about the festival tonight.
This was a good night. Not as good as last night. The band Perry.
There you go, my friend.
I saw them play in New Jersey last summer.
Yeah.
They played with the same energy they played last night. Ooh. That they played last year.
Yeah.
For the whole concert, huh?
Hey, they put it out there, and that's why I love it.
That's right. The band Perry is one of our favorites, too.
All right.
See you, Mike.
All right. It was nice
hey, ladies.
You.
How are you, ladies?
Oh, we're good. Yeah.
So, tell everybody your name.
Melanie. CMA. Darius, Florida Georgia Line.
Hey,
oh, my God. Darius.
So good. Love them. Everybody's.
Georgia Line, man. I tell you.
You like Florida Georgia Line the best tonight?
I would
so.
Little Big Town for me.
Little Big
That's
Town
That's real
good.
Close. And Darius, I mean, those all three are real close together.
It's hard to say. And you know what? But what about Sarah?
Yeah, Sarah was good.
She was good.
But it was raining and you couldn't really enjoy it. By the time Darius came on and it quit raining, it was just a party.
She melts.
No, you don't mind getting a picture.
I couldn't come down here until.
Hey, it's great talking to you ladies.
You got to have fun. So where are you? Are you around the streets tomorrow?
We're around here tomorrow.
We want to interview you. Don't interview us.
Tomorrow, y'all are in that section right there. We're going to come see you.
We're 34 and we're on the end. And we're dancing the whole entire time. Okay. We don't sit under seats.
I need to lose some weight anyway, so I'll dance with you.
We made friends with all the security people, so
we dance with them and all of our neighbors.
High fives and everything. So now we're all
All cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Good night, ladies.
Bye, good night.
See ya. Have fun tomorrow.
We will.
The ladies, the dancing queens. Hey, thank you so much, guys. We just witnessed Keith Urban close out the night. Keith Urban did okay in my book. He only had two major songs that I really enjoyed. The rest of it was, it seemed new. I don't know if it was new, if I just wasn't familiar with him.
It was new. I was really excited about Keith Urban tonight. He really let me down. Mm. I mean, I love his older music. I like his newer music too, but his older music to me is on a different level, and he didn't play any older music.
That's
well along how Summer started off with, so.
Yeah, there's definitely many more songs he could have played.
That's probably the oldest song he played, more classic. Everything else was either off his last album or the album before that. They were good albums, but it felt recycled a little bit to me, and he didn't play any older stuff.
Well, let's sum up the night. Your favorite, my favorite, I'll go first. I didn't go first yet. My favorite, Little Big Town. Second, Darius Rucker. Then probably Florida Georgia Line.
Little Big Town. Yeah, the Florida-Georgia Line, I'm telling you, they had the most energy tonight. But I am right next to Darius Rucker right there, too, no doubt about it. I mean, those three together, bam, bam, bam.
I'm definitely going Little Big Town as well. It seems to be a consensus. Then Darius Rucker, then Florida-Georgia Line. In my opinion, the house is most excited about them by far. Not even close, really. Then Sarah Evans and Keith Urban, who I've thought was going to be my number one. He's my number five at the very bottom.
Same here.
You would think. Not that he's not talented. He's talented.
His guitar playing skills were really great tonight. But, I mean, you can play guitar to some really bad songs. Not that his songs were bad, but I wish you'd played them to some different songs.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for the night. That's it for night number three, day number three at the CMA Music Fest. This is Mike signing off.
This is Will.
And it's Tom signing off.
Next time. God bless you.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.
I didn't get it. My voice is too rough right now.